Hello and welcome to a very brown and orange episode of these are some of the sounds we like.
Not inaccurate.
No, that's evocative for the people at home. I've got wafts of cheese. It smells pretty decent. This bread is great.
Care to guess how many cheeses?
So many cheeses. We're doing a special dinner episode. We thought we'd put together an entire meal to see how this pairing goes. Because I noticed that when I went down to see a friend of mine in Tennessee a few months ago, I had brought back 5 different drinks, and I had forgotten about that until just recently. So today we are having Americana Delicious Vintage Honey Lime Ginger Ale. This is part of a Grand Slam soda pack. I believe I got this at a World Market, if I recall correctly. It was very cheap, 10 bottles of soda for like 7 or 8 bucks.
Well, one thing that's very strongly going in favor right now, it's cold.
It's so cold.
And it is hot as balls out and inside. So.
I was.
Yeah.
Fortuitous enough to put on shorts. So I'm actually very comfortable right now.
I am very much not.
Well. There's that.
Yes. To our listeners at home who do not have the video portion of this podcast.
Sure.
This bottle is resting very comfortably on my forehead right now.
This food is very hot and very delicious. So to go with our beverage, today we have some Hamburger Helper. This is classy as shit. 4 cheese lasagna poured atop a breaded chicken breast filet with some zesty garlic bread on the side, and it's very good.
Since this might not be obvious by the description, the chicken breast is in lieu of hamburger.
Yeah. That bears explaining, because if I had, like, easily biddable hamburger bits,
mm-hmm.
I'd still have the chicken there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really good.
Yeah.
That's why we usually have the meat stuffed tortellini with chicken.
Exactly.
The two meats actually go pretty well. So, now that I've got my palate cheese,
mm-hmm.
Let's pop that top. Goodness.
Okay, yeah, they're twists.
It better be, because I got mine off.
My hands do what?
I use my shirt.
Yep.
With the nose. The nose is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I can definitely smell the lime.
Yeah, that's
stronger than I was expecting.
Nice.
But this should be refreshing as shit.
Yeah, no, the nose on this is absolutely wonderful. It just...
I don't know how much experience the listener at home has with various different ginger ales, but your standard, like, in a can, 12-pack ginger ales,
mm-hmm.
fucking nothing like any of the ginger ales we've really done on the show.
No.
Like, they're just frothy. They're standard stuff.
Yeah. No, but if anything, ginger ale is definitely... Well, ginger ale and root beer, personally, I think, are definitely some of the sodas that it's worth to go real nice with.
Oh, yeah, because there's just so much that you can actually do with it. If you're drinking A&W on the reg, I don't know what you're doing. But...
And now A&W will never sponsor us.
Oh, no! Who makes that A&W? Is that...
I think they're Pepsi. Because I think A&W is...
No, I think they're not. Because I'm pretty sure Mug is Pepsi.
I'm basing this on the idea...
A&W is 7-Up. They have the same bottles.
Yeah, I'm just basing this on... I'm pretty sure that...
I used to stock.
I know. I'm pretty sure that A&W was teamed up with KFC, right? For the All-American food setup?
I don't think so.
wasn't it?
A&W's got its own restaurant.
I know,
so
but
it's a competitor.
Yeah, that's the thing is A&W and KFC, because you know how there's KFC Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
I was pretty sure there's A&W KFC, which is listed as all American food. Like there's that restaurant.
I don't think I've ever
conglomeration.
Seen that.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that exists.
Okay. Sure.
And I know that KFC is proprietary of Yum Foods, and Yum Foods is owned by Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going with.
Can I take a second here to talk about a different drink I had the other day? I think
I'm very happy with the initial taste on this.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the other day I had one of those Sobe, what is it? Are they Life Waters? Is that one the one that Sobe does?
Yeah, Sobe does Life
the
Water.
The one that
yeah,
comes in these
Sobe Life Water.
I had a Yum Berry Pomegranate. Fuck that shit. That shit was awful. I need to learn my lesson and not drink anything that is bright red. Because the entire morning, like, it was either pounding down this stuff and just kind of irking my shoulders a little bit, or feeling the aftertaste, which had that nice coating on the tongue that feels like you threw up earlier. Fuck that shit. I give Sobe Life Water Yum Berry Pomegranate, which I don't think Yum Berry is a real thing, by the way. I don't think that's a berry. I think I've been had. I give that like a 20. Because it was still better than caramel. I mean, I finished it. And it does get a few points because, and this is why I bought it originally, after I had finished it and filled that bottle with delicious water, the little bit of fruity residue left in the bottle,
mm-hmm.
that bottle of water is still delicious. I've been drinking out of that for a week. That's had like 8 refills, and it's still delicious. So that's the only reason I buy that crap.
Because it makes water delicious mm-hmm. for a week.
I'm too lazy to just do like a flavor shot like a normal person. Yeah, this is a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. It's probably terrible to listen to because if there's anything I've learned from listening to podcasts, it's that it's really annoying to listen to podcast hosts eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, when one of us is eating primarily, the other has been talking.
That is true.
So I think it works. And this is a podcast where normally there's just like 45 seconds of us going,
yeah.
But this actually pairs fairly nicely.
Yeah, this is a good pairing, and
I'm sure we could find a better pairing for the drink, but this is excellent.
Mm-hmm. But to go back to the soda since we are.
No, I was about
primarily, to... yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is it's like, oh yeah, we're also eating, so it's like, oh yeah, the entire experience is actually quite pleasant, but, I would say the taste is very true to the nose of the soda, it does not surprise you at all.
There's a good bit of lime, which mm-hmm. is giving it a little bit of sharpness that's hitting the back of my throat right now, because I just had a few sips in a row where I had not eaten anything.
Mm.
So I would not really recommend flying solo with this beverage. I think that the more that you drink of this lime and the ginger, while very very well mellowed out by the honey, eventually that aftertaste and that coating on the back of your throat, that's going to start to maybe even burn a little. I think I'm getting right
yeah.
Now.
I actually just swished the a mouthful around pretty much to try to emulate the situation you were in, and
it's got a little bit of a burn, which is interesting.
I wouldn't call it a burn so much as an unpleasant tingle.
I've had enough that's a little bit of
okay
burn.
Okay.
But if you cut that with some delicious bread and some chicken and some cheesy noodles,
yeah, good lord, there's so much cheesiness in
this. It's so good. I think that really balances it out. This is definitely a with meal
yes
drink.
Absolutely. That being said, high marks for this soda, I can say.
Certainly, it does what it aims for. Mm-hmm. It's better than what I was expecting for what I paid for that box.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
we're looking
it's
at
making
a
me
of
look
80 cents a pop.
Yeah, and it's making me look forward to the others, because there's a There's an interesting flavor in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But...
yeah.
Yeah, with food, this is wonderful.
Very, very hopeful to see what Americana does with the rest of there. Which, we should note, Americana is... doesn't say on that side of the bottle.
A soda.
Made in America. That's all I can get from it right now. If you can find something else.
No, I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
Yep.
There's no. See our authentic 50s style bottling plant at orcabeverage.com.
And I'll link to that, but...
I'm going to guess. Mukilteo, Washington, and I'm sorry, all of you Mukilteans. Actually, no. Mukilteo?
Where are you seeing it?
It's the very left side of the label.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely a Native American
tribe. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's not...
one of the ones from around here.
Yeah, so we don't know how to pronounce it.
But,
so, yeah.
One other note I was
going
to make...
Made in Washington. Pretty happy with it, though.
Definitely. Another difference between a premium ginger ale like this and one that you would get in a 12-pack,
mm-hmm.
the 12-pack ones are great for mixing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I would mix this with. Because it seems like it's pre-mixed with the lime and honey on top of that. So that is one thing to keep in mind. If you are one of the sorts that likes to mix their own drink, you probably don't want to go... too high end. You want to go high end with your mixing ingredients than with the base of the soda. That being said, if you have a semi classy dinner and you want to give it a little bit of zest, give yourself a little bit of something to talk about and enjoy. You absolutely can't go wrong with this. This is tops.
It is true.
And since I've been talking way more than Brian, and I'm the hungrier of this, I'm saying we get to the review so I can finish my meal.
Yeah. You look at this and it's like, I'm almost done, and Bill has barely touched his. Because Bill's just talking, I'm cool with that, because this stuff is delicious.
Yeah, and I've actually got something to talk about on one of these shows since the cruise.
Yeah.
So I'm fairly excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as a review goes... this makes me feel like one of those times where I have gone with my parents and some friends of the family to see the midget races in Sun Prairie.
Wait, that's an actual thing?
Not as awesome as it sounds. Midget is a type of stock car.
Okay. Okay, gotcha,
gotcha. It's still pretty fun. It's still a lot of fun. That's why I didn't explain before it, because that was a lot of fun to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason they're popular. I'm not sure what percentage of the patrons are being swindled at any given time. I can't imagine it's too high because you find out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that general situation, you know, I'm having some food that I wouldn't normally go to. Like, I don't have a lot of, like, stadium food or event food like mm-hmm. that. And I'm grabbing a drink that's available, but maybe I'm a little pleasantly surprised by that. I'm just in a general situation that while I don't personally find myself in all that often, I know I have ready access to, but it's still a change of pace. So I would give that experience as a whole, I'd nail that with a 70.
Okay. I'm actually, and I probably did lift this a little bit from your anecdote, but
to me, we tend to do that.
Yeah, we do. Not quite the same, I guess, it doesn't
well,
feel
like... you haven't been in that same scenario.
Well, it doesn't feel as mass-produced to me as, I guess, what I'm getting from you.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is more along the lines of, like, you know, it's summer, because this is definitely a very summery soda.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's like, you know, either it's a graduation party, or maybe it is a, you know, a more casual wedding reception for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking of, by the way, just not to interrupt you too rudely, but
but I'm about to.
By the time this episode airs, my dad will have graduated college.
Oh, cool.
So congrats. I'm never going to link you to any of this, but congratulations. I just wanted to say that. Go ahead.
Okay. But yes, lost my train. So a graduation party or, right. You know, a more casual wedding reception type deal. Something that you might do at Devil's Lake, which means next to nothing to most people. Devil's Lake, it's a lovely...
state park.
State park, yes. In
it's about 20 minutes north of Madison, if you're starting on this side. If you're starting on this side, yeah, you can just...
20? Seriously?
About.
That seems low to me. I mean, it's in Baraboo, isn't it?
No, it's between you and there. It's closer to Merrimack.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe 20 to 30, but it's... been a while since I've been up there, but yeah, it's not that far north of the west side of Madison.
Yeah, I thought it was
rented Baraboo's like 35-40.
Yeah, I thought it was more like 40 minutes, but I also normally am driving from the east, so
exactly.
So for me, it normally takes about an hour. But yeah. So that's Devil's Lake.
No, it's lovely. I've been there a few times.
Highly recommend.
I plan
it.
To go. It's a wonderful again campground. At some point.
And it's a wonderful lake and. Great hiking.
Got some good hiking trails, yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Very picturesque. Maybe I'll put a picture of it.
Yeah. Link to Devil's Lake.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, certainly. Anyway, so yeah, this is the kind of, and this is like, you know, hey, these are some of the sodas that we've got here. We're not going to go with your Pepsis and your Cokes.
I brought something along because this is a pretty nice weekend.
Exactly.
We want to mark the occasion.
It's a smaller, more intimate gathering. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is what we've got. We've got Americana ginger ale.
The world market. This looked nice to share with this group of 10 people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it just locked into place better for me. Maybe I'm just more in a ginger ale mood. But I'm actually gonna give it an 82.
Well, yeah, that cooled you the fuck down.
Yeah, it did.
The utility for you was much higher.
Yes.
And you didn't get as much of the burning as I did.
That's true.
So.
That's economics for you, people.
Mm-hmm. So that's an average of 76.
Mm-hmm.
So far, the Americana box is doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's got a score of 76.
What I would like to do is see if we can keep track and give the whole box an average score. That way people know what they're getting into.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I don't... know of a way that you can pick and choose the individual flavors out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything outside the box, but that being said, that was also a place that sold Boylan's individually by the bottle for like $2. It's stupid. So that's why I bought that. But yeah, check it out. Maybe buy it with your mouth.
Orcabeverage.com.
That too. I put those in the notes, though. See you later, Soda Pals.